Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello everyone, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via our invitation were applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day, ubiquitous audience. Again, continue paying it forward, which you are. We appreciate that. We're growing exponentially together with your help in doing so. We're here doing audio shows in our sixth year, three times daily. And our YouTube offering is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. We grow one star seed at a time with your help. We have interactive polls every day, including today. There's two in the description of today's show. Trying to engage audience membership, a little deeper degree, strengthening the subjects that we talk about with in-studio guests from around the world, covering broad spans of topics, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. After a quick 10-second break, this will be my workouts for geriatrics. Session will be here for about, hopefully, 15, 20 minutes, trying to abbreviate these things. We're in a snippet way. Talking about MSG in food and how it's linked to weight gain, challenging the mainstream views that the label is safe, such things as diet soda, linked to overeating, metabolic issues which may contribute to weight gain, industrial seed oils, following up on a recent archival show, differences between vegetable oils, healthy seed oils, which can lead to weight gain and metabolic dysfunction, whereas saturated fats like butter and lard support weight loss and metabolic health. Full fat diet and dairy products have been linked to weight gain and better health outcomes. Low salt food alternatives can disrupt normal food functions and actually contribute to weight gain. So let's take that 10-second break. When we come back, we'll go unfettered for another 10, 15 minutes and wrap it up for today in our workouts for geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day. 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year with your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. Please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath, segueing right in. Thank you for joining us today. And let's jump in and take a look at isolating fat. MSG in food linked to weight gain. So beyond carbs, hidden culprits of weight gain goes beyond the usual carbs are bad message a little tiny bit. And here's how we can break down the information into digestible social media, podcasting, blogs, dissertations, and outlays on MSG. Is it really safe? The savory staple might be stalling your weight loss. We all love savory flavors, but MSG might be hiding in your favorite dishes and hindering your weight loss efforts. You can learn more about this surprising link between MSG and weight gain. This is a weight loss journey, a healthy eating isolation part of our dissertations where we talk nutrition at our workouts for geriatrics as part of our physical workouts with the free weights, exercise bands, and again, taking a look always about overall health care for everybody, but predominantly senior citizens here. It's all good for all kids from 1 to 92. So diet soda, fizzy drinks might be making you hungry, or ditch the diet soda. New research shows it might be fueling your cravings and sabotaging your weight loss goals. Discover why diet soda could definitely be a hidden culprit. Again, healthy lifestyles, ditch the soda, then weight loss tips. Seed Surprise, S-E-E-D. We've been talking a lot about seed-based oils, saturated fats, alternative choices, plant-based choices versus really bad alternatives. So popular cooking oils might definitely be hurting your metabolism. Not all fats are created equal. Certain seed oils may be contributing to weight gain and metabolic issues. We talked a lot in archival shows about different types of cooking oils and alternative suggestions in the way of plant-based. We also, as always, give 2 to 5 references on the World Wide Web to keep everything hopefully fair and balanced. And again, like any subject on the World Wide Web, there's most assuredly the good, in some cases very good, information. It's amazing what you can find out on the World Wide Web. But like most things in life, let's finish the sentence in fair and balanced. There's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad, and there's a tremendous amount of ugly, regardless of the categories on the World Wide Web. So let's take a deep calming breath in any subject, depending on the navigation, where you wind up, the information within, the source behind it, many variables, especially since the onset of the internet. There's a lot of really bad information, especially when it comes to weight gain and weight loss. So, in fair and balanced, we let you decide. And y'all know how to navigate the web. You certainly have done this, can do this, find out your own. What it is, nobody, myself included, is a guru, a soothsayer. This is based on very provable and documentable personal results for well over 40, 45 years overall. Within the industry, out of the industry, fully retired in a matter of weeks for 2 full years. Thus is why we do this in giving back in our best attempt at goodwill ambassadorship. So don't fear the fat and the full fat relationship to dairy and what the alternative and balancing options to allow better health. Also, by providing documentable third-party test analysis, scientific research, there are still no claims here, for sure, or in any of my shows. Nothing cures anything at this juncture. Very much positive results showing that we're well on our way to be able to saying that in lots of categories of food, medicine, hopefully air quality, land, soil, in a very, very, very longer period than the present status. So don't fear the fat, don't fear the dairy, but find out what it is that's in anything that you're putting into your body to the full extent. More so nowadays than ever. Butter, believe it, full fat dairy might be your weight loss secret weapon. Understand what I'm saying? Butter might be your secret weight loss record. Not oleo, not margarine. Research suggests that it can, butter, promote weight management and overall health. We'll get into that at a deeper level in upcoming episodes. But where's the salt substitute? The low sodium options might be actually messing with your metabolism. Don't be fooled by low sodium claims, using my parentheses fingers. These alternatives might disrupt your body's natural functions and actually hinder weight loss and actually induce weight gain. Learn more about healthy salting, and that's not iodized table salt. It's healthy pink salt is your best option. Sea salt. Again, tradition, whatever, disinformation, World Wide Web, infographics, books, articles. I've referenced some. I'm certainly not going to reference them all. Fair and balanced. So in addition to the ones used in examples throughout the web, there's good, there's extremely good, there's clouded, and is extremely absurd in all categories. Girotas, alternators, sneakers, shoes, rulers, as in measuring devices, not dictators or czars. Never forget, English language still to this moment is multi-definitional, no matter how hard they try to rearrange it. So in addition to the ones used in the examples that we talk about, nutrition, healthy food, wellness, weight loss, community, optimum word, community, we've talked a lot about that, how community abates anything that's ever happened in the world history, and usually rectified the large human error that we've made through the history of time. It's usually the populace that cleans up the mess throughout history. Also documented and provable, depending on our sources, the cadence of whomever's telling you about whatever, decibel levels somewhere between maniacal jibber-jabber and screaming only adds to bad health. It's self-defeating. So remember, replacing and providing bite-sized info, pun intended, multi-definitional, okay, as in smaller proportion pieces of info. Those with good gums, good health, good teeth, good whatever, and those without, either gum your food or indeed chew your food and try to slice and dice them into micro-bite-sized. For a second, putting away your capabilities if you are experiencing dental. In and of itself, we all should be doing that. Good teeth, bad teeth. Those are some of the rules that were pounded into our heads over the decades that weren't necessarily devious. Dark Shadows. Great sitcom. Crazy one in the 60s. Barnabas Collins. Actually based on Maine in its conception. Dark Shadows. Again, multi-definitional in the English language for today. So those are some of your sources. Those are some of the topics. We're going to try to keep this more streamlined. We're probably broaching 25 to 30 minutes right now. So stay tuned for future episodes always of this Silver Streakers and Silver Sneakers, which it's based on. On the Move, workouts for vibrant seniors everywhere. Closing out today, thanks for having been here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for continuing to do so. It's all about keeping those bodies moving and a-grooving, no matter what your age is. So we'll continue to talk about Silver Streaker workouts via videos, these blog vlogs, social media, and these shows. With in-studio expertise, and don't forget, 7 days, 365, do please interchange and interact at the board. What do you want to hear us talk about that we might not be talking about? Who got you here? Who's keeping you here? And thank you very much for that. What guests have you found provocative? Many of you have stated that. Repeat guests, the topics at hand, something we should be talking about. If you have a service, viable ones now, viable ones, real ones, above board, reach out at my message board. Many agencies, I'm working with many that are representing authors, much like the case later today at time of taping here on March 13th. It'll be my first time, all things going according to Hoyle in this crazy world. Robert Johnson. And again, we'll be recamping and going over in his case, in his capacity as starting and being the CEO of his own encapsulation business in alternative medicine, isolating CBD, CBGA, and hemp. And in future shows and past shows, hemp has so many connotations over and above medical. Food, clothing, building materials. So the two probing questions in the paragraph today, please do interact in the description of, at our message board, by leaving voicemail messages. What are some physical activities you currently enjoy or that you used to enjoy and would like to get back into them, depending on where your weight's at? All the way from wanting to lose a couple of pounds to being extremely obese and everywhere in between. Think about movement. Low, slow, tortoise in the hair, all the things we talk about. If you are debilitated, unless, you know, God forbid, you're quadriplegic and just can't physically move, you can do seated versions. We do that. And there's always breathing exercise. There's alternatives to everything. Sometimes we just have to dig a little bit deeper to find ways to accommodate our limitations. So, what are your biggest concerns or challenges when it comes to exercise? Understanding listener anxiety allows all of us, myself, my guests, those that have the expertise within these isolated, broad-based categories, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, physical, mental, spiritual health, 4 shows daily. when you count the YouTube channel. Silver Streakers, we want to hear from you. Let us know your answers to your own questions and questions that we frame and your own legitimate concerns within all the genres that we cover, with all the expertise guests, with global exposure that I've been blessed around the world. Speaking of that, guest Tim Doyle will be back again next Tuesday at time of taping from China. Then we'll be continuing to talk in another series of Recent Note about how corruption is indeed affecting worldwide food sources, food supplies, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. A healthy body leads to a happier life. No gloom, no doom. That's exactly polar opposite to what we do talk about. And that's so polar opposite to get health. It's counterintuitive and kind of non-commonsensical. I think I just made up a word. I have a propensity of doing that quite often too. One of the other attributes of old age, senior moments, define. Silver Streakers, senior fitness exercise for all ages, healthy aging, YouTube channel 8792. Everybody knows somebody contemplating what is going on, Alfie, how they're digesting it, seeing it, feeling it. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Collectively, together, calmly, serenely, repose, communally, one star seed at a time. We've grown significantly. Not me, not us. Well, us, the show, because of us, the peripheral, your groups, our groups, your social media, our social media, my guests, etc. When it's done positively, it's an amazing number of people that are doing things the right way. If you're of that ilk, if you're one of us, many of you are, this is a definitely fair and balanced, it's key what we do. But we will tell you the unbalanced as well. That's part of being fair and balanced. Healthy debate. Hover on the words we've been talking and thinking about. Those of you that do join the shows, Main Mentor Moments in Business and in Life, Workouts for Geriatrics, Holistic Healing, each and every day. We're in a sixth year just at this podcast show alone with you guys and gals continuing to pay it forward. The little train that can, the little train that could, we're doing it together, tortoise and the hare. One slow step at a time reaps huge events. When we intertwine one star seed at a time, building a huge inter-network, the patchwork quilt that holistic apothecary medicine and integrative medicine is and will continue to be. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.